Have you ever been hungry? Jesus will feed you. Have you ever really needed him when he didn't need you? Have you ever seen someone who was down and out? Jesus just didn't care about. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You may be down today, but help is on the way. Dark clouds may dim your skies, he'll answer you by.
This is Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music Vault, and I want to welcome you all to this particular segment. This segment is very special for me, man, because I have my mother here with me in studio. Yes, y'all, my mom. Yeah, man, my mom is here with me, and this is a very special moment for me. You know, she was a very instrumental, her and my father, very instrumental in molding me and nurturing me and showing me the ways of the Lord. And y'all have been listening to me for a while, and I even share, you know, my bumps in the road along the way. But just like the Bible says, you train up a child in the way they should go, and when they grow old, they won't depart from it. And this woman right here, man, I tell you, she did that. And I just want to tell everybody here listening to me worldwide, this woman right here, this woman of God right here, I love her dearly, and I thank her for everything. And, you know, I'm telling her that in front of all of you listening. I thank this woman very much. I thank God for blessing me with such a wonderful mother. Thank you, Mama. And at this time now, y'all, I'm not going to keep her waiting. I'm going to bring my mama on. Mama, how you doing today?
Doing fine.
Doing fine.
Doing fine.
So how was your day today?
Oh, my day was wonderful.
Okay, okay. All
yes,
right.
Yes, had a wonderful day.
All right. And, you know, this is also my fishing partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, me and my mama, man, we go fishing sometime and hang out.
Yeah.
You know, when she has time, she has her business she runs and everything else, and still doing her groove right now, man, you know, enjoying life and all of that. And you know, for everybody listening, especially back home, Southeast Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Alabama, all of y'all. Yeah. All of y'all, man, this is Mama right here, you know, for all, especially all the folks back down there in Southeast Georgia, Ilonia, Darien, everybody in the I-17, I-95 corridor down up in there, Brunswick, yeah. St. Simon's Island, all of y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mama, man, you in the hot seat today.
Yeah. I'm in the hot seat.
You in the hot seat.
Yeah.
And, y'all, I just want to tell Mom, you know, why she's here, and I tell her that from time to time as well, often, that you know, she's a very instrumental part of the ministry as well, where I pastor, and very faithful, and so the very, very supportive as well, and so and she taught me and my brother how to do ministry. Amen. You know, growing up by watching them in the house.
Yeah.
Watching her and my dad in the house. I'm going to say that one more time. I watched them in the house.
Yes.
And the way they lived at home was the same way they were at church, and the same way they were at church, the same way they was at home.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, man. And so, Mama, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get into this next song, and then we're going to come back. And then we're going to talk to my mama a little bit. So I want y'all to know about this woman of God and everything. So y'all just hold tight. I'm going to be right back at y'all. Hold on.
All right.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close, I shall see the great King and all his beauty. When I've gone the last mile of the way, if I were for Christ to proclaim the glad story, I were to see for his sheep on a stray, I am sure he will show me in his glory. And I have gone the last mile of the way. I've gone the last mile of the way. Oh yeah, I shall rest at the close of the day. For my
greatest joy out of waiting. When I've gone the last mile away,
yes, y'all, that was The Last Mile of the Way by Henry Jones III of Port Arthur, Texas. And that was a song that I helped produce for him. And I just want to thank him for allowing me to work with him on that project. Everything you hear at Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music has been published. And man, I'm very happy to say that we can play these songs because we own the rights to them, man. Yeah. So I'm thankful to be able to spin songs that I've done, that I'm able to present to you all and share. And so you'll be hearing from my mother here in a little while on one of her songs that I produced for her. The first song you heard was from my wife Angie on her project. So yeah, man. So I'm grateful to God for what he is doing and for the direction that he has given to me to create a platform here at Soul Power Music Radio.
Amen.
Soul Power Music Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music. And on numberonemusic.com, Lee Austin. Yeah, so mama, let's talk to you for a little bit.
All right.
And you know, I often tell people that as far as my Gullah history and the history of my people and your people, and you know, and the history of where we come from, and the stories that my mother would share with me growing up, especially during Jim Crow. And a lot of the hardships they had to face, and the stories that were passed down to me. And that's what a lot of our family members did. They would pass down the stories. So, Mama, tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, I went to school there in Eulonia, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and grew up right there in Eulonia, Georgia. And I tell you, it was a hard time. During that time, I can remember even when we had to catch the Greyhound bus,
mm-hmm.
back in Georgia, stand on the road and flag the bus down. We got on the Greyhound bus, but back then you couldn't sit on the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
You had to sit on. You had a rope tied across the front,
mm.
and we had to go to the back.
Mm.
And sometimes it wasn't nobody sitting on the front seat,
mm-hmm.
but we had to go to the back.
And this was during Jim Crow.
This was Jim Crow
during
days.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I want our listeners to fully understand what era she's talking about here. This is during Jim Crow. Go ahead, Mama.
Yes, and then they had little restaurants there in Darien, Georgia, in different places,
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't go in the front. We had to go to the back,
mm.
get our food to hand out through the back,
mm-hmm.
and then even when we had movies, they had the little movies there, but
mm-hmm.
they had the colored for the go in the one side and then the white go on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I come up during mm-hmm. that time,
yeah,
and that even at the school. There we had to go to the white went to the white bathroom, and the colored went to the colored mm-hmm. bathroom, and had the white water fountains.
Mm.
Yeah, and had the colored water fountain.
Yeah, so you experienced all of this. You saw this firsthand, so you one of the unsung pioneers. When I say unsung, I mean the people that that went through this.
Yes, lived it.
Lived it,
Living.
You know what I'm saying, yeah. But never, you know, not famous or anything like that, like some have, and that's cool. But I'm talking about this is an unsung pioneer that experienced this, and
yes.
These are the stories, y'all, that I grew up listening to throughout my childhood, and even through my adulthood, she would share stories that would come to mind. I remember one story, Mama, you were saying that you were walking. It was on I-17, wasn't it? It was on 17, mm-hmm. going back to the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you were almost kidnapped, right?
Right, right. The mailbox. You had the mailboxes. Uh-huh. Then right there on 17, the road, you had to go to the mailbox. That mailbox then was out there on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing there with my back to the mailbox waiting on the mailman.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to turn around. And these two white guys that was in this car, one was reaching for me.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time he reached, I dashed off and run.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove that car all the way down that road, but I ran fast.
Mm.
Sure did. I said, see, we come up. I don't have to go to a library and read. This happened in mm-hmm. real life.
Yeah, because back then, I don't mean to cut you off, but why this is on my mind. So back then, what was happening, y'all, they were taking young black children, and this is during Jim Crow.
Yes.
You know, you have to understand what she's talking about. This is during Jim Crow, and what they were doing, they were kidnapping young black children and kidnapping them and putting them wherever to still work their farms and whatever they were, you know, whatever was going on. And a lot of the blacks during that time couldn't do nothing. This is the Deep South.
Yes.
This is in the Deep South here.
Yes.
I'm talking Southeast Georgia here. So, Mama, you saw all this. You lived it.
Yes.
You felt it.
Yes.
And with all the years passed, and you see where we are now, I know you can truly be one to say you really thank God for where you are now instead of still having to endure that from back then.
Yes. I'm glad we are mad now. See, I don't have to worry about that now, but that's when it was when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was growing up in the South.
Yeah.
Down in the South. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes we listen and we hear different ones discussing this even on the black histories. Some of them go to the libraries, and some of them read, but I don't have to go to the library. Mm-hmm. I actually live this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can talk about it because I actually lived it, walked mm-hmm. it, talked it, saw it.
Right.
So this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this is what I experienced
mm-hmm.
being as a young woman, a young girl, up until now. I can truly say, I'm blessed to see where God brought me from
to
where I'm at right now.
Amen. Amen. So I know now, you know, it's a, it's a casual deal now for people to go in restaurants and sit down and kick your heels up and all that and laugh and talk. But that wasn't the case back then for all of you. During this time, because y'all couldn't go into restaurants like that.
No, couldn't go in there. Couldn't even go through the door.
So y'all had to actually go to, I remember you telling me that grandmama used to work at a place there in town, and y'all had to go to the back door. And I think you were saying that when she went to work, she couldn't come through the front.
No.
But she always had to enter through the back door outside.
Yes, come through the back.
Mm-hmm.
Come through the back.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So that's when we wanted a burger or fries, whatever. We got it at the window. We had mm-hmm. to go to the back.
Wow.
And they gave it us. They gave us our food at the back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all, this is what is so important, because she is a wealth of information, and she's not the only one that experienced this. You know, many people face these hardships during that time, and I'm happy to say, very thankful that God kept his hands over my mama, you know, because I mean, I wouldn't be here, my brother wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now. And so it's like it's a blessing for me to be able to always go to this source right here to learn about things that I read in the books, but there's a lot of things in books that they're not in there, because people have their own personal experiences. My mama's experiences were never in a book, you know, but that's cool, but she's still able to share it and then pass that down and everything. So singing and all that, you know. I know that was a big part of y'all's upbringing down at Shorter Chapel AME, right?
Yes.
I'm 17 down yes. there. I always give a shout out.
That's right.
To Shorter Chapel AME.
Yes. Yes. Shorter
yeah,
Chapel.
Man. Shorter Chapel AME. I remember when I was a little boy, and then I remember at times we would have to walk to church.
Yeah, had to walk.
Man, mm-hmm. y'all saying Lee Austin? Mm-hmm. You know the you know you yeah I sure did man I did that
mm-hmm.
we used to walk to church
yeah mm-hmm.
down I-17 to go down there to Shorter Chapel AME yeah man
that's right
that's my home church there
that's right
so I know man I grew up a little bit down there I remember some of the church services. And my mom and them, my grandmom and them, and all the saints up in there, man, they be in there rocking that church, singing them songs.
That's right.
So I know singing has always been a part of your life. Worship and praise has always been a part of your life and still is.
Yes.
And so how important is that to you?
It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And grew up with it. They mm-hmm. they taught us and they mold us mm-hmm. with this. And see, we are molds. And,
yes.
And when you mold into something,
yes, ma'am.
This is there.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to try to look for it because it's there. We was and one thing about with my mom them, they didn't send us to church, but they took us to church,
uh-huh.
and they made us sit down and we listened.
Yes, ma'am.
They made us listen. All my mom and them had to do was just, they didn't have to have a switch. All the thing they did was just look at us.
Look at you. And my mama, and that look was passed down to my mama.
Yes.
I shared with, I talked with a brother the other night, and we talked about that, how the mamas, and I got my mama here with me, man. And so I'm having a mind trip about that particular interview I had with the minister. And we was talking about the mamas. Back then, and how the mamas knew the other mamas, and everybody else's mama was your mama.
That's right.
And you couldn't do nothing without the other mama knowing what you done.
That's right.
And so that look that mama's talking about was the same look that was given to her, the same look that was given to me and my brother.
That's right.
And you know, and she wasn't the only mama that had that look.
That's right.
The mamas, man, they had them looks in them churches, man, and you knew already, man. You better sit there and act right, like you know something.
That's right.
And so, yeah, man, yeah, that's the way it was, man. And so the and you know the upbringing was old school, and the upbringing you know for me. Kept me where I needed to be. Yeah, man, I told y'all sometimes I got out of the way sometime, but she knew how to put me back in line.
Amen.
You know, she knew how to put back in line. Grandmama and them, they didn't play.
That's right.
And so I thank God for that love. That's the kind of love that's needed.
Yes.
From the parents.
Yes. And
that kind of love right there. Love you enough to keep you in line.
That's right.
Ain't that right, Mama?
That's right.
I tell you what now. Y'all hold tight. We're going to go to another song, and I'm going to come right back at y'all. Talk some more with Mama. Y'all hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you know? He's a healer.
Our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Provider. That was my mama on that cut right there, y'all. I tell you, man, y'all know that's me. I'm holding the background. Yeah, man, I'm holding that background for on that one. Yeah, that song is still doing quite well for her, man. Moving a lot of units on that one. I'm very proud of her. Very proud of your mom on that one. You did very well on that one. So I'm going to bring mama back on in here. We're going to talk a little bit more to mama. Now mama, growing up, had a lot of your, good Gullah soul food cooking, you know, you and grandmama and them, my aunties and them down there too, man. I tell you, I try to do a little bit, you know, but ain't nothing like, when you go home. And you get that flavor, and I go with a mama, and I get the flavor. I try baking is what you call it. I try baking me some homemade buttermilk. But y'all, let me tell you, we grew up, and mama would get up and make them homemade from scratch buttermilk biscuits, so fluffy and thick, man. So I said one day, and I told Annie, I'm gonna make me some buttermilk. But she said, "What you got? Nah, I can do my own. I'm gonna make my own biscuit."
All right.
It was them biscuits that you had to eat while it was hot.
Yeah,
and when once they get cold, they ain't. You ain't no good. You know, I said, man, look. I guess if I want the real from scratch homemade buttermilk business, I got to go to mama house.
Yeah,
you know, and so that's how we grew up, man. I tell you, the buttermilk biscuits, the fish and grits, and I was telling some folk today. I was on another interview with Henry Jones III. I was telling him, I said the grits with stewed smothered shrimp, crab, fish, I mean all that was a everyday thing just about growing up in the house.
Yeah,
you know, this is the kind of food we ate all the time, and so I know now folk go to restaurants to get this stuff, man, but I mean we was doing that already. And so I grew up, you know, eating all this good Gullah soul food. And red rice and sausage and the cornbread, man. Yes. I mean, you would make cornbread, not bake it all the time, but I liked it when you put it in the skillet.
Yeah, call it hot water cornbread.
The hot water cornbread, mm-hmm. See, man, and the corn pone, stuff like that there. Yeah. See, and, you know, that's what I grew up, you know, eating on, man, because mama and them, they would get in there and they would hit them pots and them pans and get it right. So mama, even though we done move on and we out that house, you know, you ain't lost your skills on that, huh?
Oh, no. I still got my skills.
What you say?
I still got my skills.
You still got the skills.
I still got it.
Woo. Oh my gosh. Well, it's been a while. Everybody working and you got your own lives now and you're working and stuff, man. But every now and again, y'all, I mind trip about that good old Gullah soul food, growing up between my mom and them, my auntie and them, aunties and them, and grandmama and them, and all them folk that there like that, man. It's like when you grew up, and you around the love, you around, that kind of an atmosphere. And then, because when y'all cook, y'all cook your food with love.
Yes.
And I can taste the love.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like a lot of time mama did stuff from scratch.
Yes, sure did.
You know, and I remember, and I had to learn this, y'all. It wasn't funny then, but y'all check this out. I remember mom and them. Mom and daddy, they would invite pastors or ministers over to the house.
Yeah.
And they would fix, of course they fixed the food, and they would make sure they get all squared away first. And then I'm like, man, I was ready to eat, man, the chicken and everything else. And I'm like, but you know what I learned when you're a child, sometimes you don't understand things. You don't understand why things are done the way they do. And this is why, I know now that's why the home was blessed.
Yes.
Because she knew how to bless. Her and daddy knew how to bless a man or woman of God when they came to the house.
Yes.
Yeah, Mom, I wanted the drumsticks, but, a lot of times the drumsticks was gone. I had to get the backs and the necks.
Yeah.
But, Man, but I understand now. The Bible says when you're a child, you act like a child. You speak like a child. But when you become an adult, and when you come of age, then in that regard, then you put away childish things. So when you taught us how to be a blessing to men and women of God, and that's how many times the house was blessed. God
yes.
had his hands upon the house.
Yes, yes.
And, and you still practice that today.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Make sure the man of God eat first and make sure you cook enough, make sure
mm-hmm.
that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's when they're blessed, then we are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And when they bless the food, we are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I'm saying we get our blessing when we was taught. This the way we was brought up, and mm-hmm. this the way we was taught.
Yes, yes.
Your older one always taught us to let the pastors and the ministers or the people of God, let them come and eat,
mm-hmm.
and then the house going to be blessed.
Yes, yes.
See, but some people now, they don't understand that, but mm-hmm. that's the way you get blessed.
Old school teaching.
That's the way you get
you
blessed.
You know, for those of you that don't know this, but... down there in Southeast Georgia, in Gullah, the pastor or the preacher is referred to as a table tapper.
That's right.
The table tapper.
That's right.
And for those of you that heard my song Home, that's played on numberonemusic.com, I even mentioned that in my dialogue, in my monologue. I'm talking about, I guess I'll go down to Chapel AME and listen to the table tapper. Tell me some good news today. That's who I'm talking about. The table tapper is the preacher.
Yes.
The man of God, the woman of God. Because when they be up there talking, while they're talking, they would tap on the table with their hand.
Yes.
Table tapper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
So, Mama, you still believe in the old school way?
Yes, I do.
Even though Mama is 2021.
Oh, yeah, I'm not past that. I'm double that now.
So the old school way is what you're going to stick to.
I'm going to stick to the old way.
You're going to stick to the old way. Well, that's all right.
I'm going to stick there.
That's solid, man.
It's working for me.
Yeah. Well, Mama say she's going to stick to the old school
I'm
way.
I'm going to stick to the old school
way. Man.
It's working for me.
It's working for you.
It's working for me.
Amen. Well, amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. I tell you what, I want to thank my mama for coming on today with me and talk with me. On this particular show, on this segment here, because I hadn't had her on here yet, And so I've been doing a whole lot of talking to a whole lot of other people and everything, and all that's good and all that's cool. But you know what? Ain't nothing like having Mama on the show with me. And I just want to tell Mama in front of the whole world right now that's listening, everybody that's listening, I want to thank you for everything, you know, you've done for me.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. And I want to thank you for your service.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
At the church.
Appreciate it.
You know, and, you know, and I really appreciate your hard work. And, you know, and I really see how God has truly blessed you and keeping you healthy and keeping you safe.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, so I just want to tell you, Mama, and in front of everybody and the whole world, you already know this already, but I love you. I love you very much. I love you dearly. And I appreciate you, and I thank God for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I love you too. Love you all.
Yeah, yeah, y'all. Yes, so yes. For all of y'all listening right now, before I close out, Mama, would you like to tell the people anything before we end this particular session?
Well, I want to let them know today that I appreciate y'all listening to me, and I appreciate it because what I'm saying is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't got to try to find it, I ain't got to read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact. It
mm-hmm.
is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working for me the old way we was taught is still working.
Still working.
It's still working. And I'm going to keep it working.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, like the word God say, you know, God is the same. He'll
That's
never
right.
change.
Never change.
Like he was yesterday.
Today,
same today.
Same today.
And the same forevermore.
Forevermore.
He'll never change. Yeah. Always consistent.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I'm listening to Mama over here. And see, I already know this already, but I wanted her to tell y'all. You know, that she ain't changing.
Ain't changing.
Yeah, man.
No,
so
ain't changing.
You know, she always was one that she didn't believe any gimmicks and all this stuff and all that.
Mm-mm.
You know, she was always one to come straight from the Bible.
Amen.
Straight from the Bible.
Yes, sir.
And what she is saying today is the Bible, what she knows and what she understands and what she reads, she believes it. That's what's working for her.
That's what's working for me.
Yeah, man. So I thank you once again, Mama, for coming on with me on this segment. And I'm hoping one day again you have some time in your busy schedule to come by and sit with me again. But I definitely want to introduce you to my fans, supporters, subscribers, all of y'all. I really appreciate y'all for sharing my music and for your comments, for your kind emails
yes.
of encouragement. I really appreciate y'all for that. And so for those of you that want to continue to listen to more of Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, you can go to numberonemusic.com, Lee Austin. That's numberonemusic.com. Lee Austin, and you can find me also here at my new radio station at Soul Power Music Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music. And until next time, I hope all is well with you. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Talk to y'all later. All right.